Hi, everyone. This is your host, Kristen Howe, with Manifest Everything Now, discovering the secrets to effortless manifestation. I am so excited to welcome you to our call with today's guest, Marilyn Janay. Marilyn is a renowned prosperity mentor, an accomplished businesswoman, and owner of a company that served the corporate arena for 20 years. Marilyn overcame her own lack consciousness to create her former business that attracted the world's largest corporate clients and major media publicity. She did this all without marketing, advertising, or networking. She achieved all of this through the use of her prosperity principles alone and, as she says, with the universe as her marketing department. I love that. Her achievements were the result of applying the prosperity laws that she now teaches in her Feel Free to Prosper program, a simple yet powerful lesson and mentoring program based on mental and spiritual laws that traditionally creates results within 2 weeks. Marilyn founded her program to mentor and teach others to become aligned with universal laws and accept their right to prosper. She's helped thousands of students from around the globe and from all walks of life enjoy remarkable success. Marilyn's promise, and this is not a promise that she makes lightly, is to show people how to manifest unexpected income and unexpected solutions to their most pressing problems in just 2 weeks. Thousands of people have applied her simple, fast, and practical techniques to gently create a new dominant thought in the subconscious mind and connect to their universal source of supply. Marilyn will take the mystery out of these esoteric laws and teach you how to put the universe on speed dial. And on the call today, you will discover why spiritual substance is steadfast and doesn't care about economic cycles. You'll find out how everything can change in just 2 weeks. She'll even give you the psychological proof. You'll find out why the law of satisfaction works even faster than the law of attraction. You'll discover the first thing you must do to turn any situation around. You'll find out what the three words are that you should never utter again if you want true prosperity. You'll get a simple technique to pay a table full of bills on time, and you'll discover why silence is golden for manifesting. Loose lips sinks ships. So, Marilyn, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm so excited because today we are going to talk about things that people have not heard you talk about before. Welcome to the call.
Oh, thank you, Kristen, so much. And, you know, you have a wonderful gift for making your speakers feel so welcome, and you are so engaged with them. I really appreciate that, and thank you so much for the opportunity to, again, share my experience and my knowledge to help your listeners.
Well, I'm thrilled to do that, and I'm thrilled to share you with everybody. What I'd love to do is have you share a couple of minutes of, you know, your story. Tell us a little bit more about you and maybe some of the turning points even that you experienced where, you know, things weren't as great and you used these universal laws to shift them.
Well, to start with, my parents were good people, decent people, but they had a very negative consciousness about money, about life. And the legacy I got from them was a struggle mentality. And I know many of your listeners are going to be able to relate to that. And I went into the world with this consciousness of struggle and not being able to meet my needs. And something in my soul that drove me to find out what is going on here in this game of life. Why is it some people can succeed and accomplish in life and others cannot? And I was driven to study and to totally just entrench myself in the teachings of the great icons that came before us, those legendary, brilliant masters of mental and spiritual science. And I buried myself in their teachings and the literature. And I had some changes, I had some shifts, but I still wasn't at the point where I wanted to be, where I knew that I wanted to make a mark in the world. I wanted to do something meaningful. I wanted to accomplish. I did not want to be like my parents. And there came a point when I was reaching a milestone age. I won't tell you what that age is. But I said, that's it. I've had it. I am going to do this. I am going to have a breakthrough. And I really decided I'm going to take everything that I had learned. Does this sound familiar? You learn it all. You read all the books. You have all that information in your head. But somehow you don't seem to be able to incorporate it into your everyday life. Well, that's what I decided to do. I said, I am going to take these laws and I'm going to make them work and I'm going to change my life. I'm going to overcome this what I call a lack consciousness. I teach the power of words, how significant our words are. So I don't like that P word. So let's say lack consciousness. And I made the decision that I was going to do the homework and I'm going to succeed. And what I did is I took the essence of all of this great knowledge of the prosperity laws, of the universal laws, and I put it in very simple, doable, the essence of these laws, a very simple format so that I can use them and apply them. And I did. And I had a breakthrough. And of course, I'm skipping over a lot of detail here, but I did have a breakthrough to the point where I found myself with a new business, actually an industry that I didn't even know existed, but the universe handed me. Once I became aligned with that power that we're going to talk about tonight, and that power, that presence that knows the answers, that knows our destiny, knows where we belong, I ended up on the cover of the Los Angeles Times with my new business, a pioneer company that I created for the special event industry. And in 20 years, and again, I'm skipping over a lot of detail, but I know this is literal. You might not think it's literal, but I mean this literally. In 20 years of having that business, I never advertised. I never marketed. I never cold called. I didn't join any trade organizations, and I didn't network. And yet my little one-woman company here in Los Angeles, where, of course, millions of people come here to try to achieve their dreams, my little one-woman company attracted the biggest corporations in the world.
Wow.
And the universe handed me a business that was the industry that is most impacted by negative disasters and recessions. And, yes, I was knocked down several times between the Los Angeles riots and the Northridge earthquake and national recessions and 9/11. I kept getting knocked down. It wasn't always easy. But you know something? Those were the times that taught me the most. That taught me what worked and didn't, and what didn't work. And we either succumb to the outer circumstances or we reach for that universal life jacket and we learn to connect. And that's what I did. And I did not know in all that time. You know, my 15 minutes of fame with all that publicity turned into a 20-year career. But I didn't know in all that time that I was being groomed by this universal power. And we'll talk about what that power is in a moment. I did not know that I was being groomed to learn these laws so that one day I would teach and help others. That didn't come into awareness until 8 years ago. Well, actually 9 years ago now when I was encouraged to teach. And I never had considered, as was my passion, these laws, these what I call these prosperity laws, these mental and spiritual laws were my passion in life. But my goal was to help myself. I didn't know that I would ever be capable or have the ability to help others. But the doors started to open. It opened naturally. And I said, okay, if I'm supposed to teach these laws, then universe, give me a method. Give me the gift to be able to help others. Give me something simple, something easy that others can grasp easily and get results quickly so they don't have to go through my 40-year journey of study. And from that request was born a series of lessons called the Feel Free to Prosper program. I had never been online. I had never been on a computer before, but I had gotten online on a social media site. It was like a kid in the candy store. I didn't know there was such a thing as talking to people on the Internet or social media or posts and threads on forums. And I started my network called the Feel Free to Prosper Network, and it was really magical. People started to come for the lessons from all over the world, and testimonials flew in. And I was just absolutely just amazed at what had happened, and I knew that I was tuned into my destiny. And this was like, it was like breathing to me. I could not stop. I did ask myself, you know, how can I make a living doing this? I was used to making big chunks of money from these corporate and convention events. And I said, how can I make a living doing this? I didn't know there was a coaching industry. I thought Coach was a sitcom on TV. And I said, universe, give me a sign. Am I supposed to do this? Because I couldn't stop. As I said, it was like breathing. It was coming from my soul. I knew I had to do this. And out of the blue, a fluke phone call from not even a business source. It was a housewife in Los Angeles called, and she said they were looking for I know someone who's looking for a home to rent for a week. I said, well, now I'm in the special event industry. You would need to call a real estate company if you're, you know, need a home for a week. He said, no, it's for a party. I said, a party for a week? And she said, oh, you know, I don't know anything about it. I'll have someone call you. And I just hung up. Basically, oh, it was, you know, it was nothing. And a half an hour later, I heard from a gentleman back east at a marketing company. He said, someone just handed me your number. We have been looking for 6 months for the right mansion for our client for a promotion, and someone gave me your number. That client was Campbell Soup, and they spent over the next 3 years, they spent over $450 million to promote to children. And I was the key vendor. I got on my website, you see the castle in England and the Hollywood mansions and the island in the Caribbean. You see, what had happened is the universe said to me, you just keep doing what you're doing and you help people, you'll be provided for. I'll take care of you. And that's exactly what happened. I did six promotions for Campbell's for 3 years, and after that I told them I can't do any more. And they took very little of my time, by the way. That was the cushion to help me build Feel Free to Prosper, and Feel Free to Prosper took off, and I just pretty much released my former business because this is my mission. This is my sole mission in life, is taking my experience, my knowledge, and bringing it to others so they can benefit. That's the legacy I want to leave.
Wow. Well, it's such a great story and such an amazing story. What I want to do is ask you to clarify, because I think we've all heard, you know, universal laws, and everybody listening, this is a great group of people listening, but I think for us to hear your particular take on universal laws and all of that would be really helpful before we jump into the rest of the call. Does that work for you?
Absolutely. Before we get started on the topics, and you were right, I'm going to be sharing topics tonight that I have never shared. These are teachings that I have never shared in public interviews before. So for those, I know this is a very savvy audience, and people are very familiar with the metaphysical concepts and universal laws. But I want to give you a little foundation, give the listeners a little foundation that I like to do before every interview for the benefit of those that are not familiar with my teachings. And from this foundation, you will have a better understanding of the topics that we're going to talk about. So what I'd like to do is give my perspective, my views on what are these mental and spiritual laws, these universal laws that we talk about. And I think this will give you a nice matrix. I like the word matrix. For all of you that are listening, this will give you something to process so that you will have at least a better understanding of the topics that I cover. Well, so what are these mental and spiritual laws? Well, the universe as we know it, as we see it, as we experience, we know that's not all there is. And the universe is always in motion. It's vibrating, it's pulsating, resonating. It's a magnetizing force, and that at the molecular level, everything is in motion. Most of us know that. It is pure energy. Now, what we are talking about here with regard to these universal laws is this pure, formless substance of the universe. But we can think of this in many terms. We live in an amazing age where we have the mental, the spiritual, the science behind it. We can think of this in spiritual terms as God or higher power, spirit, or the universe. We can address it mentally, infinite intelligence, universal mind, divine mind, formless substance. Or we can jump into the scientific area of energy or relativity, and we take a giant leap into quantum physics, which you don't have to do, but some people like that area. And that's where it's known as the field of all possibilities. So what with this great This age we live in, what an age of discovery. We have all of these aspects, many aspects that we can address with regard to these laws. Now, this power, the power that I'm going to talk about tonight, and these universal laws, this incredible presence, however you conceive it, I want you to understand that that is the source of everything we desire. That presence, that power, that spirit, that mind, that intelligence. And it is awaiting our recognition and will create and attract, guide us to inspired action. It will magnetize and mold itself to whatever form we desire if we align ourselves with it through certain laws. And we call these universal laws. My personal phrase is prosperity principles. And what I mean by that is mental and spiritual laws. The mental and the spiritual components combined make up that incredible power that is responsible for manifesting everything now. I have to put that in there.
I love it.
So what are these laws? Well, we know that there are laws of physics, there are laws of chemistry, laws of mathematics, but most people are not aware of the laws that govern the mental and spiritual realms, the creative laws of the universe that govern our existence. Or, in most cases, you may know something about them, but you don't know how to relate to them or how to use them, or how to use them consistently. So how do we know these laws exist, or that this universe or this power exists, aside from any intuitive feeling that it exists, or because Marilyn here says it does? We know because of its responsiveness. We know by the results we experience when we align ourselves with it. And I can tell you from my own experience, my personal experience, that once you become aware of the response of this universal presence, you're never going to be the same. You're going to feel a love and a connection and a sense of security that is greater than anything you have felt on an earthly level. And I always say, I'm going to stick my neck out here and say that I believe that the most important thing in our lives, more important than our family, than our health, than our children, than our work, than our creativity, the most important thing in our lives is this universal presence. Why? Why is it more important than anything? Because that's where everything else comes from. That is the foundation. That's the basis of everything that we have and we love and that we desire. Now, these laws work for everyone alike. The law of gravity works for everyone. We know that. And successful people are using these mental and spiritual laws. They just may not realize they're doing so. And guess what? You're using these laws all of the time, whether you realize it or not. Only you are most likely not using them for the purpose and intention that you desire consciously. Okay? Now, remember that the universal laws are simple. You're going to find out tonight. It's very, very simple. And, you know, if I may say so, I'm kind of known for taking these esoteric concepts and making them very easily understood, because the subconscious likes simple. The actual principles and the techniques that relate to the laws are surprisingly simple. But, you know, human nature, we tend to complicate things. Let's use the law of gravity as an example. We do not need to have a knowledge of the laws of physics to understand how gravity works, right? We know that if we step off a tall building, we're going to fall. Well, we know that if we align ourselves with this law correctly, we won't have any mishaps. But if this is exactly the same with these mental and spiritual laws, if we align ourselves with them correctly, we won't have mishaps. We will always have, we'll always experience joyful results. So now the question is, okay, Marilyn, how do we align ourselves with this power? We connect with this power, with this creative force of the universe, within, through the channel of our subconscious minds, through our thoughts and our feelings. And the subconscious mind is the most fantastic computer you could ever imagine. It keeps our heart beating, our lungs breathing, has a perfect memory of every cell in our body, it heals us, but it's also recorded and stored everything that we have ever heard, said, felt, and experienced. And unfortunately, that includes all of the faulty beliefs and the negative patterns from others that we've acquired from the time we were very young, usually from the time we were very young. So our thoughts and our feelings, our deepest beliefs, are the key to connecting with this power that responds to our desires. But first, we must break through and overcome the negative thought patterns and beliefs that we have acquired since childhood. We can't delete anything from the subconscious. That's where it's different from a computer. But we don't have to. In order to shift our consciousness, what we need to do is we create a new dominant thought. New dominant thought. Subconscious mind does not like to change, and it's going to create resistance. We know that when we try to break a habit. But there are techniques and methods for influencing the subconscious in a way that does not create this argument. I call this friendly persuasion. We gently shift the consciousness to create a new dominant thought in the mind. And that's the key, the dominant thought. Doesn't matter if those other thoughts sit there. The dominant thought is the thought that's going to create your conditions and your circumstances in life. That's going to be mirrored in your outer circumstances. So the dominant...
I love that.
Now, well, let me ask you a question. Dominant thought, what percentage do you think dominant thought has to be in order to get what we want in life? What percentage of the dominant thought has to be in the subconscious? Everyone want to take a guess there? I will pick it up telepathically, your answers. What do you think, Kristen? What is the percentage? What you've heard me speak before, you may know.
No, I don't actually know. So I'm going to guess, and I'm probably completely wrong, but I'm going to guess 51%.
Yes, you got it. Absolutely right. And, you know, my students love that. When they start my teaching, they say, oh, I thought I had to take all the negative thoughts out of my subconscious mind. No,
see,
we don't need to do that.
You're freeing us from that. That's awesome.
Yes. No, you don't need to. 51%. 51% of what you want, if that's the instilled in the subconscious, that's the dominant thought. You'll get it.
Hmm.
The dominant
that's
awesome. Thought. Yeah, I mean, it's great news. The dominant thought in our conscious and our subconscious is what determines our circumstances. Those results are the outcropping of the thoughts and impressions that are established subconsciously. So we shift our consciousness to a new dominant thought, a new awareness. And that's what we're doing, all of these teachings. Everything I'm going to share with you tonight is going to help you do that. It's all geared to this idea of shifting the consciousness to that new dominant thought, that new awareness. And when we do, we open ourselves up to the influence of the greatest power of the universe. I call this our invisible means of support. So.
Very cool. Now, let me ask you this, because
yes.
I think this ties into this perfectly, you know, in terms of the full support of the universe. Basically, you say that spiritual substance is steadfast. So spiritual substance doesn't care about economic cycles, correct?
That's absolutely correct.
Can you explain, because I'm sure there are some people going, oh, come on. But can you explain a little bit more of what you mean
yes.
by that?
Yes, I am. I'm going to do that. Now, I believe that the first thing that I think we need to address to understand this idea of spiritual substance and economic cycles, what is important for us to understand is, let's talk about money. Spiritual substance encompasses everything, but I know that a lot of you are concerned about money, and we're talking about economic cycles, so it relates to finances. So what actually is money? We have to have an understanding of what money is in order to understand the answer to that question. I once asked the question, what actually is money, to a group, and I waited until everyone had their answer, and then I offered mine. But I want to say that, you know, every teacher and every speaker has their own voice. We didn't invent these universal laws, but we are all messengers, and we find our own voice to express them. But when somebody else can say something more eloquently than I can, in a way that I can't talk, I would prefer to refer to that teacher's words. And that's what I'm going to do, if you'll allow me to do that. I am going to read something to you from the words from the writings of Charles Fillmore, who is the founder of Unity. And he had expressed so beautifully what my definition is of money. And I think this is going to give you a great understanding about this aspect of life. And you're going to have some enlightenment from his words. So I'm going to share his words right now.
Great.
And quoting Charles Fillmore, the spiritual substance from which comes all visible wealth is never depleted. It is right with you all the time and responds to your faith in it and your demands on it. It is not affected by our ignorant talk of hard times, though we are affected because our thoughts and words govern our demonstration. The unfailing resource is always ready to give. It has no choice in the matter. It must give, for that is its nature. Pour your living words of faith into the omnipresent substance, and you will be prospered, even though all the banks in the world close their doors. Turn the great energy of your thinking toward plenty ideas, and you will have plenty, regardless of what men about you are saying or doing. Now, this part is very important. Listen to this paragraph. There is no scarcity of the air you breathe. There is plenty of air, all you will ever need. But if you close your lungs and refuse to breathe, you will not get it and may suffocate for lack of air. When you recognize the presence of abundance of air and open your lungs to breathe it deeply, you get a larger inspiration. And this is exactly what you should do with your mind in regard to substance. And again, we're going to think of substance as money for this topic. There is an all-sufficiency of all things, just as there is an all-sufficiency of air. The only lack is our own lack of appropriation. Now, appropriation is Marilyn talking. Appropriation means the act of setting apart or taking for one's own use. To appropriate means you take something and make it your own. You take possession of it. And that's what the only lack is, our own lack of appropriation. And he says, the spiritual substance is steadfast and immovable, enduring. It does not fluctuate with market reports. It does not decrease in hard times nor increase in good times. It can't be hoarded away to cause a deficiency in supply and a higher price. It can't be exhausted in those to meet the needs of privation. It is ever the same, constant, abundant, freely circulating, and available. Man must build a perfect soul structure with faculties capable of always producing abundantly for both his spiritual and his material welfare. In order to accomplish this, man must become familiar with what the metaphysician terms omnipresent spirit substance, which is visible only to mind, and the nature of which is to sustain and enrich whatever idea is projected into it. Remember, we talked earlier about this substance will be molded to whatever our desire is. He goes on, the spirit substance stands back up and gives support to man's every thought and word. It is ready to provide food for all living creatures everywhere. Today, man is learning consciously to make union with this invisible spiritual thought stuff and appropriate and manifest it. Our supply and support is governed by our familiarity with substance and by our mental hold upon it. Spiritual substance is the source of all material wealth and cannot suffer loss or destruction by human thought. It is always with us, ready to be used and to make potent and fertile both the soul and the body consciousness. So, if we are to go forward spiritually, we must not waste our thought stuff in idle thoughts. And this is important. Listen to what he says here. If we are to go forward spiritually, we must not waste our thought stuff in idle thoughts, in thinking thoughts of poverty, discontent, jealousy. We should positively weed out of consciousness all thoughts of poverty and failure, and in thinking or speaking of our affairs, we should use the very highest and the best language at our command.
I love that.
And he wraps this up by saying, and these are excerpts from his writings, to gain control of spirit substance, we grasp it with our mind. That is, lay hold of the idea, back of it. Right thinking is necessary in using the mind constructively to bring about right results. So what he is teaching us is that money is a pure spiritual substance just like everything else is, like our air. And I often use that analogy with my students. It is like air. We cannot blame the air for not being there if we don't know how to inhale. Now, my job, I'm one of the designated drivers to teach you how to inhale. that's what we teachers do.
Yeah, that's so true. Now, and I love that because it really is, and I agree with this, by the way, Marilyn, mm-hmm. that, you know, substance does not care about economic cycles. And there are people who are showing this by their example all day long, every single day of every single year. So mm-hmm. I think that's important for us to realize that and see that. Now, here's my question for you, though, because mm-hmm. I know that a lot of people listening might be going, okay, I get that. I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But so there are a lot of people that are listening that maybe are in particularly bad situations. So can everything actually change in 2 weeks? I mean, 2 weeks is a short period of time. So can that happen? And I know you say there's psychological proof, so I think that will help everybody get it. Can you share that with us?
Well, the reason for the 2 weeks is because my Feel Free to Prosper program is legendary for creating results within 2 weeks. Traditionally, my students get results within, it could be 2 weeks, it could be less than 2 weeks. And I'm going to tell you about one later on, that within 3 days, something very drastic happened to her. But the reason I bring this up as a topic is because people would question, how you know, I've been studying these laws, I've been applying them, and law of attraction, and universal laws, and why am I not getting results? Well, why do my students achieve results in 2 weeks? How can I prove that this is possible so that people will know I'm authentic? And when I say that and all these testimonials that come in, how are these students doing this? So, you know, I'm the kind of person that likes to put the key in the car and drive it. I don't care what's under the hood. I let the mechanics deal with that.
So, I'm right there with you on that one.
You do?
Yeah.
So I don't really, there are plenty of great teachers out there who teach the science. They teach all about the scientific aspect of these universal laws, and some great, you know, books, and our modern teachers teach that. It doesn't interest me. I just want to use it. Was it Henry Ford that said, you know, somebody said, what is electricity? He says, madam, it just is. Use it. So
right.
What I have really, I've stayed in the metaphysical area, in the area of teaching from the mental and spiritual standpoints. But I said, okay, let me get a little proof here. And I said, psychological proof? Let's make it scientific proof about why my students or why someone can create results within 2 weeks, make changes. And without getting too much heavily into my research, I knew from my decades of study of the mind, I knew that it was commonly accepted that it took 3 to 4 weeks to break a habit and create a new mental pattern. In fact, when I started in the study of hypnosis. I never became a hypnotherapist, but I had studied very intensely in the area of the subconscious and from some of the great minds who were in the hypnosis area. However, from the time I began teaching Feel Free to Prosper, I noticed that my average student achieved a breakthrough in 2 weeks, and often much sooner. I later discovered there was more current psychological research that proved it takes 2 weeks to create a new neural pathway in the brain. And my students have been, consistently on cue there. So the simple techniques work, they work fast. But how can this be? I had no scientific background, no formal education, and I certainly didn't have any knowledge of neuroscience and haven't even gone into that area. And yet I was intuitively given a process that has been creating the results the current neuroscience supports. So I said, I've got to go get some proof here. And I'm going to talk about this topic for people that wonder or that ask. Well, you have to, and again, you have to understand that I'm the kind of person who doesn't need to know why things work. I just want it to do what it does. I just want the results. So the science of the brain didn't really hold that much interest for me. The mental and spiritual laws that I had studied were my direct path to results. But I recently came across, of course I was guided to this, some basic information about neural discoveries in the blog of a Dr. Ellen Weber. She's a global expert on the brain. And I was excited to find that these discoveries support what I've been teaching. Only I've been teaching this in metaphysical terms. See, your brain is equipped to change rapidly and to biologically reshape itself through chemical and electrical activity. And again, I don't want to get too much into the science, so I'm going to tell you this in as lay language as I can for science, okay?
Okay.
There are 100 billion neurons in your brain. The neurons are nerve cells that spark new synapses for change. And even though there's so many mysteries about the synapses in the human brain, we can achieve incredible results if we just pay attention to the most recent research. And you've probably heard this term that I'm about to tell you about. Cells can regenerate regardless of your age or situation, and there's a process called plasticity. I think by now we've all kind of heard that in the background, neural plasticity.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the process called plasticity, it simply refers to the concept of brain rewiring. So in this rewiring, in this plasticity, this process, there are secrets to change as well as to the causes of stagnation. Nerve cells are the core of your neuron system, and they impact changes that can improve your situation more than most people realize. And these cells can grow, they regenerate, and they change with use, and they will rewire nightly as you sleep based on what you did that day. Now, I found that very interesting because that is so in sync with my homework in my program. I even give my students certain things to do at night as they fall off to sleep. But again, I learned this in metaphysical terms. Discoveries show how the brain uses the outside world to shape and reshape itself physically and mentally. So plasticity can alter a person's habits, add new approaches, or cure a phobia. See, I call this, I like the term creating a new neural pathway in the brain. This creates growth or change in a specific area of your life. Now, if you act on changes, this is interesting. If you act on the changes you hope to see occur, your brain will restructure to bring that about. In other words, whenever you act on what you expect to happen, your brain responds by creating just the right neuron pathways to bring about that new reality. You know, we talk about faith and expectation, stepping out on faith. So now this sentence here, quoting Dr. Weber, she says, do you see why great seminars fail to reap the growth you've hoped for, or why discussion groups get lost in the lack of progress at work? Changes come to the human brain with action, and passion for further change follows in a step-by-step fashion where a facilitator guides people to use new ideas to solve real-life problems. And I said, my gosh, she's talking about me. She's talking about the Feel Free to Prosper program, and she doesn't even know me. So I believe I was guided to find her words because this relates exactly to the work that I have been doing for the past 9 years. The program I was intuitively guided to create is a step-by-step action process that creates the subconscious expectation that creates the rewiring or the new neural pathways. So, and that creates the new reality. So I've been doing this just an intuitive basis. And, you know, the universe is my professor. The universe guided me to these techniques. For me, years and years ago, I created these techniques for me. I wanted to change my own life. I never knew I was going to be teaching. But now I'm teaching others those same techniques, so I have tapped into that intelligence, that wisdom, to know how to use these techniques, these universal laws, so that I can change the pathways in the brain. So
it's so cool, and I it's so exciting, and I love that you tapped into it intuitively, because that's something that I love that. I believe in it. I see it happen all the time. So I love that, and I love that you're sharing something that you used yourself to
of course
that's just a very authentic, genuine thing to have someone who is sharing something that they use themselves. So I love that about you. Okay, so talk to me about the law of satisfaction and how it works even faster than the law of attraction. This is something that people are definitely going to want to lean forward and listen in on this one, because
this is
remarkable.
Did I intrigue you with the law of satisfaction? Did you
absolutely
find it? Well, I'm going to tell you, I created a new universal law. Again, the universe, you know, that wisdom that's so far beyond our wisdom, that greater intelligence, has all the answers. It has all the answers. I happen to have as my mission now to help others with these teachings, and the universe seems to keep me supplied with the information that I need to do that. So I came up with a new law, and I'll explain really what the law is now. The universe created, I didn't really create the law, the universe created the law. I just decided I would be the
you
one.
You just identified it. There you
That's
go.
That's it. I'm the one. I grabbed it out of that universal, you know, that consciousness, the total consciousness, and grabbed that and said, that's mine. I'm going to teach that law. Okay, here's how it goes. I believe that when most people address the law of attraction, a wonderful, valid law, but I believe that when most people address that law, they do so with the belief that they don't have what they want, that they want to attract something. Right? You use the law of attraction because you want to attract something. Well,
right.
Listen carefully, because this is actually further advanced work in my teachings and my program, and I know you'll get it, because this is a savvy audience and they're going to be able to grasp this. If we desire something, if we want something, if we want to attract something, what is the message that we are giving to our subconscious mind, which is our conduit to universal mind? What's the message we're giving if we desire or want to attract something? I know you know the answer. Go ahead, Kristen.
No. I'm going to let you answer, because I love having you put the words in. Go for it.
All right. Thank you. The message we are giving to our subconscious is that we don't have what we want.
Yeah, exactly. Lack, right?
That we don't have what we want. But this is the law. This is the law of creation. This is the, quote, secret of creation. This is the manifest everything now, you know, secret. There is only one reason you do not have what you want. You do not have what you want because your consciousness is filled with the thought of not having what you want. As long as the thought of not having remains in your mind, you will continue to not have. Get that?
Yes.
So if you accept this premise, then the way to have what you want is to change your consciousness to the thought of having what you want. Not needing it or desiring it or wanting it or having to attract it, but change your conscious to the thought of having what you want. The reason you have not had the prosperity you desire is because there is faulty subconscious conditioning. Well, the faulty wiring. I've been saying that for 9 years, faulty wiring. And now science says we have to rewire the brain. I can't believe how. It's all so simple. Even science is simple if we see it in lay language. Somewhere along the way, you have accepted as fact, not you, Kristen, but those of you out there who need to hear what I'm saying. Somewhere along the way, you have accepted as fact the idea that you're not prosperous. And everything that happens seems to support that fact and prove that you are right. Well, the fact is that everything that happens in your outer world is mirroring to you exactly what you have accepted in your subconscious mind. And those circumstances are reflecting back to you what you believe at this moment. So this is the harsh reality, and please know that I didn't invent this. I'm only the messenger. As long as you continue to believe the same fact in the present moment, conditions will remain exactly the same. You will continue to have the same experiences. You're an automatic pilot, and you feel helpless. Yeah, I think I sense a few nodding in agreement out there. The techniques that I teach you help to create a subconscious acceptance of your prosperity. When you have accepted the fact in your deeper mind that you are prosperous, money will come to you as naturally as the sun will rise. Struggle will cease to exist, and avenues for prosperity will open to you effortlessly. And what I was, from what you said before, I said, of course, because I cannot teach anything. That's just me. I cannot teach anything that I have not experienced and used and gotten results from in my own life. So when I say these things, I mean these from my heart. So.
Which that makes it so much more powerful, and I so appreciate that, and that's why I love sharing you with people.
If I may, go full circle here.
Okay, yeah.
Note that I said that you have to accept that you are prosperous, not that you will be prosperous. When you have accepted the fact that you are prosperous now, this moment, until you feel that you are prosperous and have money now, in this very moment, you can't be prosperous. So I'm going to repeat that. Until you feel that you are prosperous and have money now, in this very moment, you cannot be prosperous. That's the law. That's just, I didn't create it. It's the way it is. The subconscious mind will create for us and attract to us those circumstances that it accepts to be true in the present moment. Our job is to condition our subconscious mind to accept what we want as an existing reality. Because tomorrow never comes. It is always the present moment or now in consciousness. When we call later or tomorrow arrives, it's still actually going to be the present moment. It's always now. What we are thinking and feeling now is what determines our future. And your acceptance of your desire in the now moment is your bridge that will take you from your present reality to that desire. Now, by the way, I haven't used the term visualize because, you know, this lesson is not so much about methods of visualization. It's more specifically about feeling the desired result in the present moment. A percentage of people are not even able to visualize in pictures. But that's okay because all that is necessary to produce a result is to create the feeling you would have were your dream realized and feel that feeling in the present moment. One great teacher said to ask yourself, how would I feel right now if my dream were realized? My great teacher, Dr. Joseph Murphy, said, feel the joy of the answered prayer. Did you ever think of something you wanted and suddenly you would burst out smiling? That's the joy of the answered prayer. What I call this is the law of satisfaction. Now we're coming full circle. Create the feeling of satisfaction of already having what you want, and I promise it will speed its way to you. The purpose of my teachings is to help you reach that feeling. And I dedicate this law, the law of satisfaction, to St. Augustine, who said, and I love this quote, faith is to believe what you do not see, and the reward of that faith is to see what you believe. That's the law of satisfaction.
I love that. And it's true, and I love it. It's so simple.
Is it still simple? Even though that's a little science back then, it's still simple.
But it is. It's simple because when you just distill it to that quote, you go, well, yes, that doesn't mean that it feels easy, but it is when you get it conceptually, you go, oh, yeah, that makes – it just resonates. So perhaps that's just how you're presenting it, but it just resonates as – that makes sense. In every soul, like cell of my being, that makes sense. So I love that you're sharing this stuff with us. Okay, so what's the first thing that we must do? So if there are people struggling, and I know there are, what's the first thing that they must do to turn any situation around?
Okay. You don't want to take a guess? You want to hear what I'm going to say, right?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Okay. The first thing we must do, and I'm going to tell you why, and I'm going to tell you how to do it. The first thing we must do for any situation, any problem, any quandary, the first thing we must do is get quiet and calm and eliminate fear. We will be guided to our answer and to our solutions if we remove ourselves from the fear state. We can't receive guidance, we can't receive our answers in a state of fear. And I'm going to give you I'm mentioning several of my great influences here tonight, and I hope that really helps. But here's a wonderful reminder that I use over the decades from the great New Thought teacher, Florence Scovel Shinn. Get upset? Here's what you say. Say, my ship comes in over a calm sea. And that will remind you an agitated, a fearful state will not get your problem solved. I made a decision years ago that I would no longer keep company with fear. Someone had posted on a forum around that time, we were talking about that in a discussion group, and her answer was not to let it control you. And I said, I disagree. I believe that just not letting it control you is meeting fear halfway. and it still allows it to keep us from our full potential. It cuts us off from our universal source and the ability to manifest what we want. Our ability to manifest is founded in faith, not fear. And we make the decision to eliminate fear from our life. And once we commit to do that, amazing things happen and we can discover our true strengths and our true manifesting ability. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't feel emotions like excitement, anticipation, adrenaline rushes. I'm saying that I believe we can decide which emotions we want coursing through our mental and physical being, because you know what fear does to the body and negative emotions.
Yeah.
So do we want emotions that will nurture our spirits and bodies or ones that play havoc? And I came to the realization there was no upside to fear. I made a decision, and that was the turning point. That was one of my greatest turning points. And there are several brilliant minds that have, you know, they're certainly more well-known than I am, incredible. And let's hear what they have to say about it. I have learned over the years that when one's mind is made up, this diminishes fear. Knowing what must be done does away with fear. And that was from Rosa Parks. You know Rosa Parks, who refused to go to the back of the bus. She was one of my heroines. She changed the world as we know it, as we knew it at that time. Another, if you are distressed by anything external, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your estimate of it. And this you have the power to revoke at any moment. Marcus Aurelius. And one of my personal favorites, and we're going to talk about him, when the imagination and willpower are in conflict, are antagonistic, it is always the imagination which wins without any exception. And that was Emil Coué. Many of you probably do not know his name, but you will know, you'll recognize in a moment the gift that he gave us. I speak about him often in my programs. You may not recognize his name, as I said, but here's the gift. He's the renowned French psychologist and pharmacist who produced healings in patients by having them apply his autosuggestion. And that autosuggestion was, every day in every way, I am getting better and better. Or day by day in every way, I'm getting better and better. He came to America, and that's where all of the founders of the New Thought movement uses Coué method. They learned from him. That's where that comes from. Coué taught us that the imagination always wins over willpower. Our minds, our imagination, should always be focused on thoughts that represent what we want, not on what we don't want. Not only will repeated suggestion trigger the body's natural healing mechanism, but it also guides us to inspired outer action, and it stirs up universal forces in our favor. We should always think of ourselves as happy, healthy, and successful, confident, faith-filled, rather than fearful. He also taught us, and this is important, Coué taught us that it's impossible for us to think two thoughts at the same time. Contradictory thoughts will not be accepted by the subconscious, but dwelling on a single thought will penetrate and be acted upon. So which thought will you choose? Now, how can we eliminate fear? Well, first, you make the decision that you're going to do so. A firm decision, not a half-hearted one. And you don't wait till something happens to derail you in life and then decide to do this.
Yeah, exactly.
I want you to do it now because your subconscious is listening. Universal mind is listening. Okay, you make the decision. That's it. You're going to eliminate fear from your life. Next, you're going to change your words and your thoughts to instill in your deeper mind, your subconscious, your imagination, the idea of what you do want. So what is the opposite of fear? I like to say the opposite of fear is faith. And faith is a firm belief in something for which there's no proof or complete trust and expectation. And this is a kind of faith that it's not religious faith. It's a kind of faith that's based on our mindset, belief and expectation. Think about, bring about. You know, you have an unwavering faith in the absolutes of existence. You are certain. You have faith that the sun will rise in the morning or that gravity is completely reliable. But you also have had faith or strong convictions in circumstances and appearances that later were proven to be wrong. And that's probably why you're living below your potential, because of faith based on deep-seated beliefs that were instilled in your mind when you were very young. You may even be living in faith that you're filled with fear. You probably have faith that you're filled with fear. So we know that the mind can't hold two thoughts at the same time, and two opposing thoughts will not be accepted by the subconscious. Therefore, the answer to this whole, quote, fear dilemma is to saturate your mind with words and thoughts that represent what you do want to create. Start now by eliminating the word fear from your vocabulary. Make sure you monitor for those hidden habitual words that everyone has. and that you say unconsciously, oh, well, I'm afraid of this, I'm afraid of that. People say words like that without even knowing that. They use the words like, oh, it's hard, or it's tough, or I'm struggling with this, and it just drops right into the subconscious. So watch for any words that relate to fear. Begin repeating words like confidence, faith, peace, poise. That repetition will drop these desired ideas, these new seed thoughts into your subconscious, and your mind and your life will shift in the direction of these new dominant thoughts. You're going to you'll acquire a new faith and confidence habit that will replace all fear. That's the antidote to fear.
Mm.
And here's another little quote I came across. It's anonymous. I don't know who wrote this, but I love it. Fear knocked at the door. Faith answered. There was no one there. Isn't that lovely?
I love that. I absolutely love that. I think that's fantastic. Okay, so we say no to fear, basically. We choose faith. So then what are the three words that we should never utter again if we want true prosperity? You know, you're moving us through this nicely. So what are those three words?
Okay, before I give you the three words, let's talk about the power of words, because that is a very strong foundation of my teachings. And it's important to understand that every word we speak, every thought we think, every emotion we feel is recorded in the subconscious. Through repetition or with enough faith or emotional impact, the subconscious will accept our words as a command. It will attract, it will magnetize circumstances and conditions and people to ensure the manifestation of our order. It will take our words as an order. And even the words that we speak casually, as I said before, the habitual words, can bypass the conscious mind and drop right into the subconscious and take root. It's been said the subconscious mind cannot take a joke. So seemingly harmless expressions, if accepted by the subconscious, will produce undesirable results in our lives. On the other hand, the positive, life-enhancing, life-affirming, prosperous, success-oriented words will produce results that correspond and can bring about some really astonishing results and turn your situations around dramatically. So never underestimate the power of your words. Repeat successful, prospering words, and that will ensure that success and prosperity will come to you in your work, in your business, in your personal life and professional life. The repetition of prospering words will open the channels for income from both expected and unexpected sources. So I've often talked in my interviews about the single most immediate thing that you can do to increase your finances and start attracting money, the single most immediate thing you can do, and that means when you get off this call, even before, but the single most immediate thing that you can do is to change your words. Change the words that you speak to reflect those spoken by a successful person. Words that represent what you want in life. Eliminate any words or phrases from your vocabulary that represent the opposite of what you want. And I know you've always liked this quote of mine, Kristen, if you don't want it, don't say it. It's a good remark.
I love it. I just love it.
And you can begin.
So true.
And you can begin this right now, this very moment. Changing your thoughts might take a little longer, might not be as quick, but changing the words, you'll be well on your way to changing those undesirable thought patterns and changing your life and your thoughts and finances. So don't forget, your words have tremendous power. Believe it. Don't doubt that. Now, based on what I just told you, I'm coming full circle. I'm asking you to use your intuition and tell me, or think of for a moment, what are the three words you should never utter again if you want true prosperity? I'm going to be quiet for 2 seconds. What are the three words, do you think?
I can give you my guess.
Okay, good.
I don't have.
That's actually pretty good. But the one, that's very good, but the ones that I'm thinking, the words that I'm thinking are the words that are so common and used so frivolously without people even realizing it. How many times today have you said aloud or to yourself, even casually, I can't afford?
Oh, yeah, those are big.
And this is especially important for those of you who are parents. Never, ever, ever say to your children that you can't afford. If they want something, and it's amazing that parents will say that whether they mean it or not. No, we don't have the money for it. No, we can't afford it. Don't ever, ever say that. If they ask you for something, say no. You're the mother. You're the father. You're the parent. If they say why, just say because I'm your mother or I'm your father, and the answer is no. Or not now. We'll talk about it later. Never say, because that child will grow up to be struggling and will have a poverty consciousness, because those words at a very young age will lodge into their subconscious. Don't use them for yourself, but be especially conscious that when you use words like that, you are creating what you don't want for your children. So that's it. As of this call today, you are going to eliminate the words, I can't afford.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, I say, you know, I started not using those words about 7 years ago, and the difference is just, I mean, it's incredible. It's a completely different reality. So so I completely, yes, I give full endorsement on that one. That is a huge one. Okay, so here's what I would love to do, because you also talk about loose lips sink ships. I want to talk about that, and then what I'd love for you to do is give us that simple technique to pay a table full of bills on time, which I know everybody's going to want to hear. So can you first talk about loose lips sink ships, because I think that goes right along with, you know, what are the three words we shouldn't say and all of that.
Okay. Well, it's really about what can stop us from manifesting. And what I believe, now you might find another teacher who doesn't agree with this, but there are many of my greatest influences agree with me, or I agree with them, and only because I have experienced this in my life and also see what happens, have seen this happen with my students. The question is, should you share your vision or intention? Well, as someone who studied and applied and accomplished using these mental and spiritual laws for decades, I've come to believe the following. There is power in silence. Manifesting power comes from your personal connection with the universal source of all good, not from others. Even though they may be harmonious and supportive, it's primarily a matter of keeping the energy contained and focused, and that increases the creative and manifesting power of universal spiritual substance, back to the universal spirit substance. By sharing our intentions, energy is dissipated and the focus is compromised. Remember, it's in the dark silence of the soil that the seed begins the process of creation, and then it's acted upon by the creative substance of the universe, and it grows into a beautiful flower for all to see at the right time. So I believe we should not announce our pending manifestations to others. Keep silent about your results and goals until they're consummated. Manifestations can be very exciting, and you may want to share them as soon as they begin, but don't announce them until they are completed. This will keep the energy focused like a laser beam, and it maintains your clear connection with the universe through the completion stages. This keeps our reliance where it belongs, on our source. So wait until the completion, until contracts are signed or agreements confirmed, until it's a done deal, quote, done deal. And there's another aspect to this. It's not just about keeping the energy focused, but maintaining silence also prevents us from being influenced by the unconscious agenda or negative opinions of others.
Yeah.
Others may consciously wish you success. They really could be good people that wish you success, but their deeper inner agenda may not be aligned with your goals and desires. And this may not be intentional, but it does exist, even among family members. For example, a family member may love you and want you to be successful, but unconsciously feel that if you achieve success, they will no longer be needed. Or a friend's insecurities may trigger envy of your potential success. And it's not unusual for others to, you know, subdue your enthusiasm or even thwart your attempts because of their own limiting beliefs or lack of ambition. It's not necessary to understand the psychology behind these situations, but it's important to be aware that they do exist if you want to be manifestors. So we should go within. This is a bit from a biblical phrase that I kind of paraphrase, but we should go within to our secret inner place and take our desires to the Father, or the law, the God, universe, who sees in secret. And then this power will fulfill our desires, and we will be rewarded openly when everyone sees our results. In other words, share your vision with the universal creative power, ask for guidance, and you will attract the right people and the right circumstances to help you fulfill that vision. Let your intuition and not your intellect guide you to those people. Now, it's fine to share your progress with your personal mentor or coach or in a personal mastermind or a prosperity group if everyone, you know, of course, is supporting the others. But I find that I manifest quickly and easily using this principle, and it's one of the greatest lessons I have learned, is to keep quiet. And my reminder for myself, I borrowed that old World War II slogan that says, loose lips sink ships. It means beware of unguarded talk. It was meant to keep one from speaking of ship movements, as that could be overheard by enemy agents who might intercept and destroy the ship. Well, the slogan has remained. Even to this day, it means to avoid careless talk in general. And it does the trick for me by keeping my manifesting energy focused and in, quote, safe territory. Mm-hmm. And my students' experiences have further supported this aspect of law. So I teach them not to share a result until it's fully consummated. And when it is, when your manifestation is complete, I don't care. You can shout it from the rooftops.
See, that's when everybody's going to want to know what went on anyway. So
that's right. And just keep it a mystery in up until that time.
That's fantastic. Okay, so you say there is a simple technique. So any of you that are sitting there and you've got a table full of bills that you have to pay on time and you're freaking out about it, you say there's actually a simple technique we can use to pay a table full of bills on time. What's that? I can't wait to hear this.
Okay, yes. This is as part of my Feel Free to Prosper program. I've never actually shared this. I don't think I've ever shared this to anyone in an interview or speaking before. It's something I used. And I used to use it in my former business, and God, it's amazing what happened. Okay, everybody remember this. Don't ever forget this. The subconscious mind cannot tell the difference between a real and an imagined act. I'm going to repeat that. The subconscious mind cannot tell the difference between a real and an imagined act. Now, for years, I've taught my students a very simple but powerful technique that I used over the years. However, I have to qualify, since payment methods have changed in our electronic age, I'm going to give you several options. I'll give you the original one that I've used, called it's a check writing technique, and then I'll give you the one for our more modern electronic age, which I am a part of. I don't even use checks anymore. So if you still use checks for payment, for paying your bills, if you will write out a check or checks, let's assume everybody that's listening to this is so savvy and is so immersed in these laws that they only have one or two bills. They don't have a table full of bills, okay? But let's say you take the checks for the bills you have, for the bill or bills, and you make out, write out that check to the creditor or, if it's a business, to your business vendor and get it ready to send. Address the envelope, prepare it for mailing, but let the check sit on your table or desk where your subconscious mind can view it regularly as you pass. You don't stare at it, but your subconscious knows there is, you know, peripheral vision, and your subconscious picks these things up. So just put it where you'll see it as you go about your activities. This message will tell your subconscious mind that you are paying this obligation. Therefore, your subconscious accepts the message that you have the money to do so, and it will stir up the universal forces to promptly bring the funds to you. Remember, the subconscious mind cannot tell the difference between a real and an imagined act. Now, what's great about this is that you are not imagining it. You're not making out a check to yourself for $10 zillion, you know.
Right, right.
Now, what you're doing is you're actually taking the action that you would take right now if you had that money to pay that bill. You are actually writing out the check, and you're getting it ready to send. You're going through the actual motions as if you already had the money. That's stepping out in faith, and that's very, very powerful. So that's what you do. And I know in my corporate clients are slowest to pay. They go through accounting departments. In my former business, it was really sometimes difficult to get the checks far enough in advance for me to pay all the vendors that I had for an event. So what I would do, knowing how they work, and accounting departments, by the way, always mail. They never do anything, you know, fast. It's always mailing, postal mail. I would just make out the checks to my vendors and leave them on my table. I would get them ready to mail. My caterers and the transportation and the floral, anything that we needed, the rental companies for the event. And guess what? Within a couple of days, I would always get a FedEx with the check from the corporate client.
Wow, that's cool. I love that.
They would, and again, corporations don't usually do that. They go through a certain system. But it would really speed up the process. So now today I pay all my everything online. I never use checks anymore. So I do bill pay. So you could adapt the above technique by printing a copy of an invoice, get a marker or a stamp, and stamp it paid. Then set the invoice where your mind can view it. You're telling your subconscious mind it's paid, and it's compulsive. The subconscious has to play out what it believes is a reality. Now, if you really want to go overcome fear and you want to, you know, step out in a little more faith, here's what you can do. And those, I'm addressing now those of you who do use electronic billing, you know, through your bank. You'll know what I'm talking about. Set up an electronic payment in advance for the due date, knowing in your mind that on that date the payment is delivered, the funds will be in your account. It's going to take you a little bit more faith to do that, but when those funds show up in your account right on time, that money starts coming in, your confidence in the working of these laws will be increased tremendously. Now, if any of you listening to this call have another idea to apply this technique for electronic payments, for this new age of mobile payments, electronic payments, I'd love to hear it. Remember, there's an old saying, when a teacher teaches, to learn.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. And that's something that, you know, everybody can start doing right now. And it feels exciting because it makes complete sense. Of course, as you said, your subconscious mind is compulsive. So, Marilyn, can you share with us one or two success stories from people who have worked with what you're teaching?
There are a couple of, actually a new one that came in just a few weeks ago that I'd love to share. And I like to give examples that are with a wide range, you know, people from different walks of life. And I have one with someone on commission, a young real estate agent on commission. Another is someone who's employed, who's looking for her dream job. And then I have a special one that was just knocked me out. I mean, I love all the manifestations and the results that my students get, but every once in a while you'll get one that's so far beyond what you would ever expect to happen that it just kind of, you know, it really triggers a special interest, and I'd like to share that. And then if we can, very quickly, I'll share the one that came in a few weeks ago, and I think it will balance us nicely. But Minerva, when I met her, was a 24-year-old California realtor and single mom. She had a young son, and she worked on commission. And this was during an economic recession in the U.S. So this is all during, and the real estate industry had pretty much bottomed out. And she started my program, and her testimonials actually kept coming in even a year or two later, last couple of years. But what happened was, actually from the first lesson, she said she thought it was the simplicity of the first lesson. She closed 3 transactions, opened 2 new ones. She got many market analysis assignments from banks, which paid the agent's fees. And she acquired 4 approved, ready-to-buy buyers. And she told me this was all, she says this was all started with the lessons and all of it happening at the height of the economic recession. And you'll read more about her on the page, if you go to the offer page. And that was Minerva. Now, Allison came to me several years ago. She had come from Canada with her husband, and her husband was just starting a new business, and they had a young son, and she needed a good job. And we found her a job within a couple of weeks, doing the lessons. But then she came back to me, and she said, I'm ready for another job. But she said, I'm torn because I really would love to go back to school and get my master's degree. But, you know, we still have a family to support, and I do need to work full time. So I don't know what to do because I want to get my master's. At the same time, I know I have to work. Well, within a couple of weeks, and I'm going to skip some details. You could read more about this on the offer page. Within a couple of weeks, she attracted a job that was near her home that paid for her master's degree. So
wow.
She got both. And then she came back later on, and she said, now I'm ready for the ultimate dream job. And again, this was during the national recession, and people were being laid off. I mean, this was a major recession. And she said, but I want more salary, increased salary. I want to help people. I want a senior leadership position. And within 2 weeks, just right on track, she got that position, and she was very shortly afterwards made the senior vice president and at an even greater salary. And this was, again, all during recessionary times. So I'm very proud of these students and proud of their results. And I'd like to read this one because this is one of those that just kind of, you know, it's way out in the ozone. And you say, wow. And as a prosperity teacher, you know, these are all like all my children. I don't favor any of them, but all of these are so precious. And as long as these testimonials keep coming in, I keep doing this. So as long as
Wonderful.
You hear me out there being interviewed, you know that it's still working. Michael is in the UK, and he's a writer and a ghostwriter. And he sent me this testimonial, and then we talked to him. I talked to him later, and he put at the top of it, it says, Marilyn's teachings subtly influence events at Buckingham Palace. And, of course, that really got my attention. And if I may, I'm going to just read this real quickly.
Go for it.
Marilyn boldly states that with her teachings, you will have the universe on speed dial. Well, that was interesting because I'd been getting used to the exact opposite, slowness. In the first week of applying Marilyn's lessons for a ghostwriting project, I confirmed a foreword by Prince Philip and a dedication by Lady Soames, daughter of Winston Churchill. The universe loves speed. Wow. The palace response, almost immediately followed by Lady Soames' decision, was like a double sonic boom, a cosmic cry to me saying, this stuff really works. I love his way with words here. A week later, the speed dial went crazy. I just finished writing my Feel Free to Prosper affirmations when there was a knock at the door. Manuscript back from the palace with a greet forward, brilliantly composed by Prince Philip. General rejoicing, the Michael Ward. Is that something?
That's amazing. I love that.
And this was one that came in a few weeks ago. There was another one of these that is so over the top. Do I have time?
Sure. Go for it.
All right. Actually, she called me up 3 days after starting the program. She was so excited, and then she sent me this afterwards. We're going from Buckingham Palace to a really nice down-home couple in Kansas, okay? Let's go to the reality for most of us Americans here. Hi, Marilyn. 3 years ago, my husband received a letter stating he owed $20,000 to the IRS. He was unemployed at the time this happened. He didn't file a couple of years, but we could not understand how they figured he owed $20,000. He was only a truck driver. That was her words. I think truck drivers are very needed. We knew we needed an attorney to help us, but we didn't have the money to hire one. We saw on the IRS site that they listed attorneys free of charge. So we got one, and it's been a long road, 3 years of court hearings, bank statements, paycheck stubs, month after month, because Harry's working now, and they've been taking interest and penalties out of his paycheck. There was another hearing last month, and they said that the final decision, whether they would take the offer the attorney presented or demand all of the money, was to be made in April. They were waiting to see how much Harry made this year. We ordered your Feel Free to Prosper program on Friday. My husband started the course on Sunday. I am writing this on Wednesday. Here it is just 3 days later, and he received a call from his attorney today. After 3 years, the IRS realized they made a mistake, and Harry only owes $700, which will be paid out of this year's refund, so there's nothing out of pocket. $20,000 hanging over our head to the IRS for 3 years, and now we are free, just like that. Thanks, Marilyn, for creating this program and sharing it with the world. The IRS, Kristen?
Right. I was going to say, that alone is just mind-blowing. I love that. That's amazing.
See, that universal power is even more powerful than the IRS or ever any government.
Exactly. It does prove it. Wow. I mean, it's an amazing program, and I do love that you've basically thrown it all in. You're like, here it all is, you know. And I so appreciate you doing that for us. That tells me that you realize what an extraordinary group of people we have here.
I do.
And I know you know that because you come here and you give your all, and that really comes across.
Thank you.
Truly. Whatever, if anything resonated with you that Marilyn was saying today, go check out this link because it's really a life-changing experience that you'll have with her stuff. And let me ask you this, Marilyn. I know over 2 weeks you're saying that, you know, massive changes can occur and you have the stories to back that up. But what can people expect to experience starting right away once they start using this?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that it may not be massive changes within the 2 weeks. What I promise is 2 weeks to unexpected income. And what this means, and it may not just be income, there could be other things. The universe will always give us what we need the most. It will give us first what we need the most. But there could be subtle changes, there will be changes. And yes, there can be, what you say, massive changes, very striking changes, as you've heard. But I don't want to say that everybody's going to have massive changes within 2 weeks. You will have changes. If it takes you 3 weeks or a month or even 2 months, to completely shift your life around, so what? If you've gone a lifetime with a certain certain mentality, that's nothing. That's a little drop in the bucket. But within 2 weeks, and sometimes that you'll get instant manifestations in the first couple of days, as this woman and her husband did. It can happen very quickly. But that doesn't mean you've completely created that new neural pathway in the brain. What it means is your subconscious mind has opened up with faith and expectation, and the lesson work is absorbing. You want to keep going, though. You spent 2 weeks on each lesson. Because of the 2 weeks, remember, 2 weeks to create the new neural pathway, so that's why it's a two-month program. Step by step, what we don't want to do is overload, and we don't want to confuse the mind, so it's done. We spoon-feed the subconscious. So they can expect probably first, it's different for everyone, but
sure.
One of the things that everyone experiences is usually it's that shift. It's something, a feeling, a lightness, and a feeling of expectation. You know something is happening in your consciousness. Something's different. That's actually your subconscious saying, oh, thank you for overcoming all of that negative debris. You know? Thanks for lightening me up, you know. But you will have a feeling of lightness that you know something's happening. And you may have, as I said, within a couple of days, or usually that second week. Traditionally, it's been the second week where something striking can happen having to do with money. I've gotten, you know, just testimonials come in all the time telling me about things that have happened in that couple of weeks. But you don't want to stop at 2 weeks. What you want to do, that's tilling the soil of the mind in that 2 weeks. You want to keep going, and you go on to lesson two. And again, if somebody has to take a little longer, it can happen. If you persist and you're vigilant and you're serious about making change and you just keep going, you will have the results. But the majority within the 2 weeks, yes, that is the majority of students.
Wow, wonderful. Okay, that's amazing. As always, you're just fantastic. I love your energy. I love your approach. I love your willingness and desire to share absolutely everything, and that it's just an extraordinary thing, and I thank you for that. Do you have any final words you want to sort of, you know, lead us out with today?
I'm going to share a couple of my favorite quotes.
Wonderful.
From those people that, you know, it's kind of like, how come I didn't think of that? You know, those are the best quotes, the ones that, you know, I wish I thought of that one. Here's one that I love. Success is not to be measured by how much material wealth is possessed, but whether you are able to create at will what you need. And that's from Paramahansa Yogananda, who wrote Autobiography of a Yogi. And that is so true. True success is our ability to tap into universal substance, into universal mind, to create whatever we need or want. Isn't that the best thing we could ever hope to have in life? Okay, and this one, I love this one too. This is from Ray Bradbury. Sometimes you have to jump off the cliff and grow your wings on the way down. And in essence, that's what I'm asking your listeners to consider my program and jump off the cliff and go ahead and let me know how your wings are growing.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love that. Well, I think that is the perfect way to end the call. I think what a fantastic visual even to end it with. And again, I thank you so much, and thank you everyone for being here and listening. You're all absolutely extraordinary. And Marilyn, until the next time, enjoy everything you're doing, as I know you will, and I can't wait till our paths cross again.
Thank you so much, Kristen. I just think you are a very gifted host. So thank you so much.
I so appreciate that. That means more than you could possibly know, and I thank you for that. And until the next time, everyone, thank you, and keep manifesting.
Bye.